Blog Talk Radio.
So good morning, everybody, and thanks for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. Today, I am incredibly pleased to have as my guest our own Ms. Lori Hart. Now, Lori has a very interesting story. Several years ago, as we were all caught up in the "this is Los Angeles, nobody can be too thin, too rich, too beautiful," Lori, who is absolutely one of the most exquisite-looking females on the planet, decided she needed to get some work done. Unfortunately, she got hooked up with a physician who did a very bad job, and that started her on a path to help other women not become a victim of bad surgery and to find out what kinds of things could be done naturally in order to maintain beautiful skin and health. And with that as an introduction, I'm going to introduce Miss Lori Hart. Lori, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you so much for all the compliments.
Oh, absolutely. So tell our listeners a little bit about your story. Tell us the story, because it was pretty dramatic.
So after doing all the research now, I realized that it's been a proven fact that only 4% of women feel that they're beautiful. And that actually they'll go to the, when you give them a compliment, they will, you're lucky that they'll say thank you, but they'll say, yeah, but. And so I've been working with women for over 35 years now. I realize that women don't feel good about the way they look, and that will run immediately to things that could actually hurt them, not only in a beauty way, but in a health way. And that also I became a fanatic about the ingredients that are in our personal care products, as well as things that we can do to look better and feel better and actually be more loving to ourselves in a safe, healthy, and painless way.
So I think those are incredible. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, so it's a passionate of mine, because working with people in the beauty industry, as well as working in the movie industry, I realized that even while I was working for Playboy, that there's one common theme amongst people, is that not feeling enough, not being enough, not being beautiful enough, and that women will do things that will sometimes kill them to feel good.
Right. Would you like to expand a little bit more about your story and what exactly happened and what goals you were looking to achieve and what didn't happen?
So I was working for Playboy doing makeup, and here I am. Never having the best self-image. I mean, I knew I was cute, but I didn't like my body. I didn't really like the way I looked. And I was working for Playboy, and the Playmates talked me into going to have liposuction. Now, I went to a top doctor, so it's not like I wanted a deal. But I didn't really weigh the risks of what could happen. My whole focus was going to sleep fat, and I wasn't really fat. Like going to sleep fat and waking up thin. And that was keeping my eye on the prize. And no matter what anybody would have told me about risks, I went, yeah, not going to happen to me. Well, it did.
Aww.
And it gave me a passion to help women in a much stronger way than I was already doing before. My focus before was always self-love, and having women come out from behind the mask that they were hiding behind makeup. Well, you can do a lot of magical things with makeup. I can create smoke and mirrors, but if somebody's been botched having surgery or invasive procedures that cause inflammation, sometimes there's not going back. So a client of mine went and had some Restylane, which is a safe ingredient. But she ended up having a brain embolism because it clogged a blood vessel. So because something is safe, doesn't mean something can't go wrong. And that, I don't think people are aware that we accumulate 5 pounds of toxins in our body from just the personal health products, the personal care products that we use on a daily basis. Whether
like body creams and makeup and, right.
Creams and makeup and lipstick and lead and arsenic and bug's wings and sodium lauryl sulfate, which is an ingredient that's in our toothpaste and our shampoo, what we wash our face with. It can cause blindness in children. And so my whole passion is to help women love themselves as they age. And I've accumulated over $250,000 worth of technology that is safe, healthy, painless, and causes no inflammation, which also causes no inflammation. So when you go and have laser, if you look at old people, most old people, their skin is white, thin, and translucent. Because
right.
We are given the information that exfoliation to keep our skin looking glowy is where it's at. Well, all we're doing by all that exfoliation is just sanding the layers upon layers upon layers. So by the time we get old, our skin has no pigment.
Wow. So tell me a little bit about what you did in order to personally recover from the botched surgery, because I know you do have all this amazing technology in your studio, and I've seen firsthand the before and after pictures, and I've experienced firsthand some of those amazing little fabulously costly for you to purchase, I mean, technology bits, but it's like it's amazing. You know, you plug me up and I look 10 years, you know, younger an hour later. But talk about specifically about what you did for you, for your particular surgery.
Well, I did a treatment called radiofrequency. Radiofrequency is the longest waveform. So it will thermally heat up the tissue, and over time, I'm able to tighten skin. Now, that helped the visual look of my stomach. But unfortunately, because of the way I was botched, I now have paralysis of the stomach muscles. So the surgery hurt me over a lifetime, long term. But looks-wise, the skin on my stomach now appears tight, where before it was left crepey and wrinkly.
Right.
So a lot of people want to tighten the skin on their body, whether it be their stomach or their arms or their butt. So I have machines that will tighten the muscles, tighten the skin. But the whole focus of all my treatments is healing the body through getting rid of toxins through the lymph. So everything is safe, healthy, and painless. People don't realize that when something hurts, that's a warning sign to tell you that there's something wrong and you need to stop.
I totally agree. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy working with you so much, because you do have lots of natural remedies that go so well synergistically with what I recommend to patients as well. And it's a sort of a match made in heaven, darling. It's lovely to be able to refer people to you and tell them that you're going to help them do exactly what they've been doing on my recommendations, in order to facilitate and get even more improvement more quickly. It's very exciting, actually. And to that end, for everybody who's listening today, I wanted to invite you. On Thursday night, November 5th, we are actually going to be having an open house and an educational lecture regarding just this: how to naturally drain your lymphatics, how to naturally detoxify, what kind of benefits that will do for you, and also what you can do to enhance what you're doing through diet and supplementation. This month, going a little bit outside the box, we are going to actually be having our lecture at Lori Hart's studio. And that's very exciting because it's a little bit of a change up here. And her studio is located right at the corner of Beverly Glen and Wilshire at 10390 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 1107. And there is valet parking that's available for you. I strongly recommend everybody RSVP. It's going to be a wonderful evening. There'll be fresh water and little snackies. We will be videotaping this because I want to be able to showcase all her wonderful equipment, as well as just the beauty of the studio and taking a look a little more closely at the various things that she has to offer. So invitations will be going out today. Please do RSVP at 310-571-1212. It will be starting at about 6:30. So be sure everybody get there early so you can get a seat before we start filming. That would be very, very helpful. And we're going to take a closer look at all of this because, again, having experienced it firsthand, I can tell you this is very, very exciting. You look at your face before and you go, okay, not bad. And you look at your face after and you go, wow, really good. And that's just with a little hour treatment. So I'm very excited to show everybody what this is all about. Lori, is there anything else you'd like to add before we close for today?
Oh, we're going to also talk about the ingredients that's in your makeup and how you can prevent future aging from the sun, because 98% of aging is due to the sun. However, we do need vitamin D, so that's really important too. And people are doing it mostly synthetically, so it's important to know what's really important for your body.
No, I absolutely agree. It's going to be quite a lineup of fabulous information.
Yeah, it's very exciting, and it's very easy. It's easy, you know, it's easy to take care of yourself, but we turn on the TV and we're given so much information, and just because something's natural doesn't mean it's safe, and just because something's natural doesn't mean it's going to work, and just because something's organic doesn't mean it's going to work or that it's safe. So, you know, once you follow basic guidelines, it's easy to take care of yourself. And it's about taking care of yourself with love versus from fear.
I totally agree. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And everybody, do make sure you call us. It's going to be November 5th at 10390 Wilshire Boulevard, suite number 1107. Give us a call at 310-571-1212 and let us know you're coming, and we will see you then. Lori, thank you so much. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
Thank you so much. You too, honey.
Thank you.
I
will.
Wait.
It'll be fun. This is Dr. Susan Starler, Thinking Outside the Box. Thank you for joining us. Take good care. Bye-bye.